Welcome everybody, and good to see a nice big group this evening. If we keep on this way, we're going to have to get a bigger place, but but it's good to see you all, and welcome to those of you who are here for the first time. Just want to say that, as always, tonight's meditation will be completely guided. There's nothing you need to know. There's nothing you need to remember, but I'll be guiding us through it. So this evening, I thought it'd be good for us to do a meditation on gratitude. And gratitude's an interesting concept. It's an interesting part of our life. We tend to be grateful when people give us big things or do big things for us. And that's good, and that's, obviously the right thing to do. But actually, if we stop and think, there's a lot more in our lives for us to be grateful for. And it's a very positive, healing meditation to spend time reminding ourselves to be grateful. And gratitude is not just for when things are going well in your life. In fact, I would suggest that actually when things are lousy in your life, that's actually an even more important time to remind ourselves of what we have to be grateful for. Because otherwise we have a tendency to focus on the things that are negative. And, you know, our lives are always a mixture. There's always good stuff and bad stuff going on in our lives. Sometimes the bad stuff overwhelms. Sometimes the good stuff is predominant. But if we can be grateful in both situations, then we've really moved forward. We really have taken a step toward having more equanimity. And when I think about gratitude, I like to think about the concept of impermanence. And we've talked recently about impermanence and this idea that everything in our lives is impermanent. And this isn't a negative, miserable concept. It's just reality of our lives as they are. Okay. No matter what it is, there's nothing we can point to say this is truly permanent. We ourselves are not permanent. Mount Hood is not permanent. This studio is not permanent. The car you drove in is not permanent. And that's just part of the reality of everything. You know, if you're currently suffering for any reason, that's not permanent. If you currently have something which you're very proud of and pleased of, that's not permanent. So what does it mean? What do we do when we get this understanding that everything's impermanent? Well, to my mind, it really doubles down on this idea that we should be grateful for the good things we do have while we have them. Okay. When things are going well, we should be grateful for that while we have it. Okay. Otherwise, what happens? When it's gone, we're miserable. Okay. We haven't enjoyed it. And so there's this idea that having gratitude and joy is a really important part. And there's a lovely story of when a deva came and spoke to the Buddha. And devas are these kind of semi-mythical beings that have wisdom, many of them. And in the story, the deva comes to the Buddha and asks the Buddha a number of questions about what is the best this, what is the best that. And it's a beautiful story, and I'll post on the website a link to the whole story. But one of the things that the deva asks is, what is the greatest gain? What is the greatest loss? And the Buddha answered, the greatest gain is to give to others. The greatest loss is to greedily receive without gratitude. Okay. I think that's really interesting. The greatest loss is to greedily receive without gratitude. If we have things which are good in our life and we're not grateful for them, that's a loss. That's a loss to ourselves, not to the person who gave it to us, because, you know, it doesn't make much difference to them. But to ourselves, if we're not grateful when we have things, that's the greatest loss. And as I was preparing for this, I came across a passage by Philip Moffat, who's an American teacher. And I thought what he wrote was particularly beautiful. He says, "Gratitude for the grace of conscious embodiment evolves into the practice of selfless gratitude, in which your concerns slowly but surely shift from being mostly about yourself and those close to you to being about all living beings. As this occurs, you need less and less in the way of good fortune. It becomes enough that there are those who are happy, who are receiving love, who are safe, and who have a promising future. It is not that you would not prefer good things for yourself, but your sense of well-being is no longer contingent on external circumstances. You're able to rejoice that amidst all life's suffering there exists joy. You realize that pain and joy are part of the mysterious whole. When this state of selfless gratitude starts to blossom, your mind becomes more spacious, quieter, and your heart receives its first taste of the long-sought release from fear and wanting. This is grace." So I thought that was a particularly beautiful way to say how if we can begin to live in gratitude, whether things are going well for us or whether things are going not so well for us, okay, that this is a really powerful way for us to move forward. And so this evening we're going to do a meditation on gratitude. I'm actually going to use a form that the American teacher Jack Kornfield recommends, where what we're going to do is as we go through the meditation, I'll be reading things to be grateful for you to meditate on as we go through the meditation. But before we do that, I just want to read a few words that Jack Kornfield says. "The aim of spiritual life is to awaken a joyful freedom, a benevolent and compassionate heart in spite of everything. Gratitude is a gracious acknowledgement of all that sustains us, a bow to our blessings, great and small, an appreciation of the moments of good fortune that sustain our life every day. We have so much to be grateful for. Gratitude is confidence in life itself. It's not sentimental, not jealous, nor judgmental. Gratitude does not envy or compare. Gratitude receives in wonder the myriad offerings of the rain and the earth, the care that supports every single life. As gratitude grows, it gives rise to joy. We experience the courage to rejoice in our own good fortune and in the good fortune of others." So that's what we'll be doing in the meditation. Like I say, I'll be reading a number of things as we meditate for us to be grateful for. And we start our meditation by taking a moment to let go of the things that have been on our mind today. The good stuff, the not so good stuff, the memories of the week gone by, thoughts of the week ahead. Recognizing that some of those things are important and some of those things are really not so important. But for now, just giving ourselves the gift of being present here to meditate. and becoming aware of the sounds around us, the sound of the traffic in the street, the sound of the air conditioning, the sound of our friends about us. And just being aware and completely accepting of all these sounds. And now turning your attention to the place where the weight of your body presses down through the cushion, the mat, the chair. Noticing the sensations of pressure on your feet, ankles, legs, knees, backside. And aware that as your body presses downward, so the cushion, the mat, the chair all press back upward to support you in this place. And beneath them, the studio floor, the foundations, and ultimately the earth beneath us are all pressing back upward to support us here. And taking a moment to feel that connection with the earth, the same earth that we share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. And from that connection with the earth, noticing your pelvis and your spine arising from your pelvis. And take you a moment to lengthen and straighten your spine. Maybe moving gently side to side, backwards and forward, until you'll find the place where your body is naturally supported by your spine. And similarly with your neck and your head, gently moving your head, lengthening and straightening your neck until you find the place where your head is naturally supported by your neck. And as your body calms, allowing your mind to calm also. Not fighting with your thoughts. Not trying to suppress them. But instead, when a thought arises, just acknowledging it and letting go. And now becoming aware of your breathing. Noticing the depth and the quality of your breath. Noticing the sensations in the whole of your body as you breathe. Noticing the difference in sensations between when you breathe in and when you breathe out. and allowing your mind to rest in gentle awareness of the process of your breathing. Not grasping onto your breath, not concentrating as hard as you can, but instead just gently aware of the process of your breath. And using this place as a place your mind can rest as we meditate. And if you become distracted or your mind wanders, just very gently returning your mind to awareness of your breathing. And now, with a heart of gratitude, contemplate the following. With gratitude, I remember the people, animals, plants, insects, creatures of the sky and sea, air and water, fire and earth, all those whose joyful exertion blesses my life every day. And now, with gratitude, I remember the care and labor of 1,000 generations of elders and ancestors who came before me. I offer my gratitude for the safety and well-being I've been given. I offer my gratitude for the blessing of this earth I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the measure of health I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the family and friends I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the community I've been given. I offer my gratitude for the teachings and lessons I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the life I have been given. And now bring to mind a person or a small number of people who you feel gratitude towards. And as you hold that person or those people in your thoughts, wish the following for them. May you be joyful. May your happiness increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. And for the final few moments of our meditation, just resting in a feeling of deep gratitude to all beings and to all that you have. Now, very gently, return your awareness to being here in the studio with a group of friends. and now we'll dedicate the merit. May all beings, without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made, may they attain liberation and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.